Sound of Freedom producer Hale said movie experts in Hollywood got wrong, all glory to God. This is a miracle. By Simon Kent on July 17, 2023. The producer of Sound of Freedom, the anti-child trafficking drama starring Jim Caviezel, on Sunday hailed the hit faith-based production as more than a movie, claiming instead it's a movement. Eduardo Verástegui joined Fox and Friends weekend host Pete Hegseth to reveal the People's movie has soared toward the top at the box office, claiming the number two spot and raking in $82 million as of Saturday. All the experts in Hollywood tell us that this is not a good film for them. That nobody will go see this film, he said of the years-long struggle to get the thriller onto the big screen. He then said how good it feels to defy Hollywood's critics and succeed where they predicted failure as more and more celebrities come out and applaud the achievement. After praying to God for a miracle to happen for this film, please send an angel to rescue this film, Angel Studios rescued this film and, because of them, millions of people are seeing this film in these 10 days. More than 5 million people showed up in theaters, and I can't believe that this is happening. I feel like I'm dreaming, he said in the interview. This is the American dream. I'm holding the American dream right now. It's all glory to God. This is a miracle. As Breitbart News reported as the interview went to air, in its second weekend, the Angel Studios phenomenon grossed another $24.7 million, which is an astonishing 26% increase over its debut weekend. Currently, the movie Disney dumped sits at $83.2 million. With its theatrical run far from over, Sound of Freedom's domestic haul has already topped all but 24 of last year's biggest grossing films, including Scream, 2022, Morbius, The Best Picture winner Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Woman King, Death on the Nile, et al. Despite broad acceptance by the viewing public, media attacks have sought to diminish its success, including the UK Guardian newspaper and Jezebel, who linked the film to QAnon conspiracy theories. Verástegui said the movie is so much more and has risen beyond the critics, achieving its aims of helping children who are victims of the child trafficking crisis. I close my eyes every day in the morning, asking, what if this is my son? What if he is missing? What would I do? I will stop everything that I'm doing, and I will give my life to find my child. Well, that's my motivation. I'm waking up every day to fight for 4 children to end child trafficking, he said in the Fox News interview. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait for this tragedy to come to my life for me to wake up. I want to wake up now. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.